originally set for February 26th through the 28th. Organizers are now searching for new dates.
Well, obviously, the first concern is safety. We've seen a spike where we're currently sitting at the worst we've been since this pandemic began in cases and deaths. We just don't think it's the right time. We want to make sure that everybody's safe, first and foremost.
Pensacon founder and CEO Mike Inslee.
One of the things about Pensacon is that we're so spread out across downtown that we have to work with so many venues. So we're working with them right now to try to find a date that can work for all of them. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to announce those dates. We're looking at summertime, so that's probably when we're going to be back in action.
Beyond that, fans of Pensacon and the celebrities appearing there come to Pensacola from literally around the world, including areas now considered to be COVID-19 hotspots.
We have guests that come in here from Los Angeles, and Los Angeles is a much worse place than we are, so it's very difficult for them to travel. That makes it difficult to have guests here for the event. Same thing with London, same thing with Tokyo. Just all the cities that we work with are really under lockdowns or near lockdowns at the moment.
One of the challenges, Inslee says, is not related to the coronavirus. Hurricane Sally last September caused substantial damage to a number of Pensacon venues.
The Grand Hotel is still closed for repairs after that. New World Landing that we were going to use is closed for repairs. Their event facilities. UWF Historic Trust has some buildings that are still being repaired. So it's just been a confluence of things.
Once game is back on for Pensacon, the safety measures now being practiced will remain in effect for the event whenever it may be.
You know, it's going to require everybody to wear a face mask, to keep social distance, hand sanitizing stations and hand washing stations and more outdoor activities. And we don't want to give people a lesser experience either. They've come to expect that they can get up and talk to people at Pensacon. They can get their photo ops with their favorite celebrities. And that's just not possible right now.
Those who have already purchased tickets for Pensacon 2021 will be automatically rolled over to the rescheduled dates. And if the new dates don't match your schedule and you're unable to go, your tickets can be rolled over to Pensacon 2022. For now, CEO Mike Inslee says it appears the schedule lineup may not see many changes.
You know, it also opens up the opportunity for more guests, and perhaps some really big names will come in. We have a history of dropping in a big name at the last minute kind of every year with Edward James Olmos this past year. So people may see some bigger names showing up.
More information on Pensacon can be found at Pensacon.com, as well as the event's Facebook and Instagram pages. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.